Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No, 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 no.
Are you okay, McCabe?
Violet! Oh, yeah, I'm totally...
Because, full disclosure, I've been standing here for about a minute, and, you aren't.
Right, let's say you had the option of knowing something that might be bad, or not knowing it.
I'd take it, especially right now, because whatever's happened, it can't be worse than the many... many things I'm imagining. Is Arcady?
She's fine. It's just... you know how the IGR is monitoring your sister.
How would I forget that?
Right, well... they lost her.
They what?
Juniper's audio cuts off a week ago. There's nothing at all.
Is she...
The file will be tagged differently if she was dead. Assuming the agent had any idea what they were doing. It looks like she's on the run.
Tell me the truth, McCabe. Based on what you know, what are her odds? One person without a ship, no contacts in the underworld, not much money, the regime after her.
Violet, I really don't want to tell you that.
It can't be worse than what I'm already thinking.
It can. I'm sorry. Can I get you anything?
Arcady? Or Brian?
I know.
They're away with Krej and Parks, wherever he ran off to, and the rest of us have nothing to do between missions but pace around this giant, creepy ship like we're haunting it.
Hey, we've got clear flying for the next couple hours, so I thought I'd stretch my legs. See if anyone's up for a game of... what's wrong?
Nothing we can fix by talking about it.
Well, no pressure. But if you ever want to test that out, you know I'm always down to help work through some feelings.
I appreciate the offer. I'd accept a hug?
Of course.
Incoming call from...
Computer, accept call.
Listen, is this the crew of the Iris 2?
It is. Can I ask who's...
Quiet.
What's going on? Do you need help? How do we find you?
Oh no, it's just, I'm in a room full of toddlers. They're finally sleeping and nap time is very important to me. Hang on, let me step out. Hi, I'm Julio. You met my partner?
Max, yeah, we did, on Hypatia.
As per our agreement, we have a shipment of 14 young recruits waiting to be picked up. You know where New Dearborn is?
I assume it's somewhere on Mirzakhani?
Sending you our coordinates.
You have one new message.
Thanks.
Don't mention... shit!
What?
No, no, Kelly! Spit that out! We do not eat caterpillar!
Connection ended.
Well, okay then.
The sea that's coming for me and fear for me, fear for the storm, fear for the storm.
Okay, before we go in there...
How's my outfit?
Your outfit's good, bud.
Well, of course it's good. But does it say, I am not going to get caught up in your politicking schemes, Ishgrab, because I've grown and changed and your approval matters not to me. It's mostly in the hat. The tilt of the hat.
Yeah, I see it.
Yes, great. Can we please mission review?
So, we come in. Engage Ishgrab in some pre-dinner conversation.
A fight.
Or anything distracting.
No, I mean, realistically, it'll be a fight.
I slip away to Ishgrab's study, hack their systems, and search their call history for anything from Vashran. Or any leaders from the regime. We're confident Vashran's involved in the arms deal?
I'm very confident. About that. Should we have brought a better bottle of whatever this is?
Crash, love, you're gonna do fine. And Vashran wants war with humans more than anything. They tried to kill Thazia for speaking against it last time.
But it doesn't make them guilty of this.
It's our main lead.
Then all I have to do is slip back and try to explain why I've been gone for the entire dinner party.
It shouldn't take that long.
What if Ishgrab and Vashran just happened to chat? It doesn't mean they're involved in a crime this big.
Ishgrab despises Vashran. They'd only talk if they had to.
Do we really think they'd work together, then? Do we think Ishgrab is capable of this?
I don't know. I have to know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
We should go in.
We should.
Do either of you want to give me a crash course on a whole bunch of conversational Dwarnian first?
Oh, no. Ishgrab will speak English around us.
You sure? That's, something.
It's an insult.
Proper etiquette here says to speak whatever serves the least educated people in the room, even if you're not speaking to them.
And me being fluent in 4.5 languages, you being the words guy, doesn't...
Human languages don't really count? It's hard to explain. No, it's not. It sucks.
On that note... Nice night. We could have walked. Should we have walked?
Given my current health status...
Yeah.
Wanted to save my energy.
In case we need to run away screaming?
Let's not rule it out.
Ah, Krajcheb. And your friends.
Yes, my friend, First Mate Patel, and Crewman Jeter, my intended.
No need to remind me. I do hope you can contain yourself during dinner.
Quite.
Ishgrab, good to see ya.
It is...
I've been wondering, why does the Dwarnian term for...
You're aware that we have hundreds, if not thousands, of languages, right?
Oh, I've taken Linguistics 101, yeah. Why does the modern Middle Plains Exo-Dwarnian term for gossip literally translate to fish bullying?
That requires a great deal of cultural knowledge.
Explain away.
Where's the bathroom?
That way. Long ago, the Middle Plains Dwarnians subsisted off the many rivers and lakes that streaked across the landscape. Our ancestors found the abundance of life swimming within was enough to nourish what became the greatest civilization for light years around. The glories of the early Middle Plains Empire were matched by the rich variety.
Okay. Let's do this.
When you said school, I pictured more walls and less,
Goats, garbage, goat shit. We live to amaze. Sorry, who are you?
R.J. McCabe. They them.
Nice to meet you in person, Julio.
I'd say likewise, but you're chucking a bunch of our kids straight into the jaws of the military-industrial complex. So, overall, I'd rate this experience as so-so.
That's completely fair. I understand.
Are you a parent, Violet? Are you a teacher?
No.
Then you don't.
How are those new supply routes we arranged working for you?
They're good. Don't get me wrong, I'm grateful. I've just got room in my heart to be pissed off, too.
You know, this feels like something of a strange stance for an ex-mercenary.
That's Max. Me. I was a counselor before. That's not a euphemism, like butcher or surgeon. I counseled.
How do you get from there to here?
The short answer is burnout. The long answer is long. We weren't expecting you till the afternoon, you know. I hope you don't think you're taking anyone before they get their breakfast.
If you're not busy, maybe you could give us a tour?
Goda's eating my jacket?
Just give her a little shove. She's fine. You folks familiar with animal therapy?
A little bit. That it's good for trauma. And after having your family torn away from you.
It's asking a lot to make these kids sit still in a classroom all day, yeah? So we keep them moving. Give them responsibilities, something to care for, bond with.
Plus, milk. I mean, doesn't hurt.
Some of the neighbors probably know we're not square with the regime, but we're the best source of milk and fertilizer for miles, so nobody asks too many questions.
Violet, you okay?
Sorry, it's weird to be stepping over toys and sidewalk chalk and stuff. Out in space, you can kind of forget about kids. Young people?
Yeah. I'll say this. Kids know plenty of stuff that I didn't at their age. Like identifying plants. Did you know dandelion leaves are edible?
Yeah, they serve them in fancy restaurants.
God knows why. They're bitter as fuck.
Language.
Ooh. Sorry.
Bad influence.
Why, Max? What was he about to say?
He was gonna say, kids... go start making breakfast.
No.
Oh, ruining the moment, Max.
Come on, man.
You see the moment?
Again, I'm suing for emancipation.
Hi again, Max.
Hey, you're, the angry one's wife.
Violet. And Arcady's not my wife. She's... we haven't had that conversation yet. We haven't really had time to put a label on what we're doing.
Sure. Dangerous time, full of upheaval... definitely keep things loose and ill-defined.
Max, the rundown?
Watch May. She's going through a daredevil phase. Showing off Isidore, if I had to guess. Akano and Lupe made up. I think we may need to check Gertrude's iron levels. Ezra actually said a few words, and Oakley needs new socks today before I go.
Which one needs their iron tested?
Why? You a doctor?
I was a paramedic on O11, and I'm the ship medic now.
Oh, thank God.
We can set up a clinic in the cafeteria.
Can you wrangle the kids?
Of course. See ya, dear.
See ya. Want me to carry that for you?
The med pack? No, it's okay. I'm used to lugging it around. At this point, it's kind of a nervous habit.
Plenty to be nervous about.
Yeah. Look, what you said... about us throwing your kids into the gnashing teeth of the military.
Yeah.
You know, it's voluntary. Nobody's here to make them do anything they don't want to.
They're 18, 19. They don't know what they want to do.
That's a little patronizing, though, isn't it? I mean, if they were underage, if they didn't have a choice, if we were sending them straight into a battlefield, yes, I would be right there with you. To be honest, I see what you're doing here, and... I don't feel great about taking them away from it.
I notice your words and your actions aren't really matching up right now.
At some point, don't you have to let them be free to make their choices? I think I get why you don't want them teaching combat, but if it's that, or run away to fight...
Once you send them to your commander's secret base, what's gonna keep them from slipping off to join the fight anyway? I've seen what war does to people. I know we need fighters, I get it, but these kids have already been through so much.
Our commander, Other Violet, I wouldn't call her a friend, but her entire moral compass is geared towards making sure the revolution has a chance. Sometimes you can hear her running the cost-benefit analysis, and it's awful. But at the end of the day, your kids are way more valuable as teachers than soldiers. Letting them run off into the line of fire is, well, it's bad resource management. Sorry, I meant that to be comforting, but it came out kind of chilling.
That's the first thing anybody said all day that's a little reassuring. Jesus, what does that say about me?
It says you've got a good heart in tough times. You mentioned burnout. Back when I was a paramedic, I was friends with this caseworker who wound up having kind of a breakdown and going home.
On 011? No wonder.
And reading between the lines these days, I think they saw how broken the system was. And after a while, they started feeling like part of it. Like they weren't changing anything. Just stretching it out. Lately, I've been thinking, maybe this is how that change happens. Maybe this is what it takes.
Hate to be this guy, but again, talk to me when you've got kids of your own.
I don't see that happening.
Yeah, well, you don't always expect it.
Look, I can't understand what you're going through, but it's hard saying goodbye. It's hard even when most of you thinks you'll see them again. It's like a nightmare sometimes.
You've lost people.
Counselor powers at work?
Nah, I've listened to the case files.
Of course.
Have you thought about therapy?
What? No,
separation from the family. A sudden, massive shift in perspective. Life on the run. People seek treatment for way less. Just saying. If you ever want to call or make a visit, I'm guessing you're not insured, but we could cut you a deal.
That and a chance at buying fresh milk. Who could say no?
This is from Pedagogy of the Oppressed by Paulo Freire.
Great. Story time today. So I'm thinking over here we can have a... You dropped your... Violet? Violet, what
freedom is acquired by conquest, not by gift. It must be pursued constantly and responsibly. Freedom is not an ideal located outside of man, nor is it an idea which becomes myth. It is rather the indispensable condition for the quest.
Juniper?
Violet! Oh my god, Vi!
Juniper, you're here.
Yeah, I can't even... What are you doing on Mirzak Honey?
We're transporting some of the older teenagers to...
The Battle Teens program, right.
Please tell me that's not what they're calling. What are you doing here?
I was researching a story about Max's old unit, how a bunch of them came down with brain poisoning because the regime tested chemical weapons on them.
Hang on. How did you get here?
I've been ship-hopping.
That's so dangerous. Jesus, Junie. You left Mom and Dad alone, already grieving their daughter.
They've still got Rosie.
Well, yeah, Juniper. I hope the cat wasn't rash enough to follow me. Oh my god. Mom and Dad, are Mom and Dad okay?
Shit.
Are you even listening?
We can have this fight later, Vi. Right now, there's no time.
What about the kids? The clinic?
You can see them later. We need to move.
So, that's fish bullying. When you put it that way, it does make sense.
Thank you. I'm not accustomed to young people paying attention when I talk. Ah, you're back. Just in time for the meal.
Yes.
How are you doing, Arcady?
Did you get lost?
I got a gut condition. Real embarrassing. Look, me and Brian and Krej need to step outside for a sec.
Whatever's wrong?
Nothing. We just need to go observe a local custom of ours called saying grace.
Fascinating. Do tell me about it.
Just a little human practice I picked up. We lay a blessing on the food before we eat it.
In my culture, you bless it after, too, and it actually presents kind of a fascinating challenge in this case since... But first, we need to bless it now.
Outside, where our gods can hear.
Outside?
In the hallway!
The gods have a thing for liminal spaces.
We'll be back soon. Just a quaint little human tradition.
Yep, so quaint.
Well?
Hang on. Let's make sure nobody's listening. Wouldn't want to ruin Grace. Okay, we're clear. And I think so is Ishgrub.
Are you sure?
No, but no correspondence with Vashran, nothing from the IGR top brass. Scoured their accounts for fishy money, nothing. They could be using code and working with intermediaries, but at this point, I think the case against Ishgreb is looking slim.
We should tell them.
That we think they didn't do it?
We should tell them what's going on. They're in a way better spot than us to help with all this political intrigue.
Krej, love, do you think they will?
I think it's worth a shot. Also, I think they're listening from the other side of the door.
Good guess, Krejeb.
No bugs in the hallway? Come on, amateur hour, Ishgreb. So, what now?
Hey, AJ McCabe, was it? Can I help you with those?
RJ, and I think I've got them.
I'm Oakley, and you super don't. If you drop a can, you'll dent it, and Isidore will flip out about botulism. Again.
I thought these were paint.
Oh, they're beans. Jumbo size. Give them here. Where's your friend with the good boots?
Captain Tripathi? She went to see if she can tweak the generator or something. Make improvements. Be of use. Did Max or Julio send you to help?
Oh, he just said you were on bean duty.
Yes?
He said they're on bean duty?
And?
Dude, I use AM! High five! Or not. Elbow tap.
You must know other non-binary people.
Yeah, but as you can see, I live in a school. I know, like, 6 adults, and they're all cis. You're, what, 30?
23.
Right. Bean delivery. Get your fresh beans here.
Thanks, but we're gonna need another can.
Can do.
No.
You're pretty good at not stepping in goat shit.
Thank you. I grew up on a farm. I suppose it's something you learn. My brother and my best friend and I used to run around.
What?
Nothing. Ignore me.
Okay. Hey, May says there's a Dwarnian on your crew?
Most of the time, yes.
Well?
What?
What's that like?
It's so weird. I think half of coming out for me was trying so hard to convince everyone that going by they, them, didn't make me anything like them. You know, like space aliens.
Yeah, the Dwarnian thing. What's even up with that? I'm non-binary. I'm still a human being. Like, do I look purple to you?
Right. How are we still having that conversation?
How do you deal with it when people imply you're, like, xenofauna?
Not well. Yeah, not well. And then meeting an actual Dwarnian.
Yeah? What are they like?
All across the board. Like anyone. Hey, what... Pilot going.
So you suspect an arms deal between the human IGR and some faction of Dwarnians from the capital?
The regime is almost certainly going to use those weapons against their own people. And I thought Ishgreb would have the connections to fence alien guns. Ishgreb came up with the bribe money for us from Telemachus so fast. Ishgreb doesn't care about humans.
Krejcheb, is that why you made the offer to visit?
We had to know. I had to know.
And there was no part of you that hoped to repair what is between us.
Can you blame them?
I mean, they can, but... Ishgreb, if I do want things to be okay with us someday, do you see why this needed to be the first step?
And you think Vashran is behind this arms deal?
They're our lead suspect at the moment.
They're certainly duplicitous enough.
The only trouble is, they're at the top of the list because they hate humans. Why would they want a bunch of our guns? I doubt they're a collector.
The nuances of our politics may be difficult to grasp, but...
Okay, dude, can we cool it with the barbs? All due respect, Ishgrep. Help us or cram it, because in the grand scheme of things, your condescension, it's not new. It's not novel. It's not even that well done. What does Vashran stand to gain from all this?
You said your government intends to use these weapons against their own people. Maybe, well, from Vashran's perspective, that leaves fewer humans.
Divide and conquer.
Precisely. But a revelation like this could destroy Vashran's career. The pro-human contingent will be upset Vashran is arming the humans against themselves, and the anti-human camp will be upset that Vashran's working with them at all.
Okay, but same question from the other side. Why would the regime collaborate with Dwarnians?
Resources? Power? Hubris?
Hubris?
Pride that defies the gods.
What's our way forward?
Well, we can't slip into Vashran's house. They're famously paranoid, guards everywhere. There's rumors they secretly record all their conversations on the hunt for blackmail fodder.
All their conversations? Like Nixon?
Who?
Doesn't matter. If we could just find a way to access those recordings...
They live in a fortress. But they might take calls in their ship.
Are there any big events coming up? Something where they'll be out all day?
Do we need all day? We wait till that sucker's parked, distract any stray guards, slip in, grab the files, get out.
Let's aim for half an hour.
Arcady, can we hack a personal assistant's account? Figure out Vashran's schedule?
If you can get me a name and contact info, shouldn't be too hard.
There's a bar where a ton of the assistants hang out. We'll go up the chain till we find it.
Kresh, I can't believe what I'm about to say, but... Will you be able to make a distraction?
Oh boy, will I!
Krecheb?
Yeah?
I was only going to say, the three of you work well together. I know it is not what we had hoped for you, but if you had to consort with humans, I'm glad these are the humans you found. Have you considered getting Translator Jeter named a Lahafla?
What?
A high-status fancy scholar. Socially, it puts you above... me, actually. And no, I haven't, because there's never been a human Lahafla, and we'd need a real bigwig to sign off on it. Someone like an important diplomat.
That's nice, I guess, but I'm not really a titles kind of guy.
If you were declared a Lahafla, and Ishgrab endorsed you, we could get married here. For real married.
What?
Yeah. Thank you, Ishgrab. Just thank you.
If you can implicate Vashran in a crime, then I believe I can submit some paperwork.
Junie, where are we going?
How's the call security on your ship?
Great. Arcady is very paranoid. Why?
Can you still do the Schmidt voice?
Mrs. Schmidt? Mom and Dad's terrible neighbor?
Yes.
I think so. What is going on?
Just got a message from the downstairs neighbor. Regime agents going around the building, asking where I am.
They were wiretapping you.
Figured. So look, I've been staying with Mom and Dad, working remotely on my master's. Remember their landlord?
Wyatt?
Take him. He had banned books.
Oh, Joyce. She seemed okay.
She's making them pay double the rent, or else she'll formally accuse them of helping you.
That shit! They were cleared, right?
Yeah, but you know it only takes one person's word.
And you still ran? Junie, now she has even more dirt on them.
Please, focus. The last time she came by, I recorded everything she said to them, all the threats she made. Long story short, if we can turn her in first for making a frivolous report, I think we can save Mom and Dad.
Turn her in? To the regime? Junie, they'll kill her. They'll
do whatever they would have done to Mom and Dad.
Yeah, but...
Do you have a better idea? not being sarcastic, Vi, do you?
You made yourself a fugitive. They'll never listen to you. But if Mrs. Schmidt does it... Hang on. Where are the files?
Got them right here. Headphones.
So what exactly is the plan?
Dialing you in.
Yes, hello. Adelaide Schmidt speaking. Is this the tip line for anti-state criminals? Right, well, I have one to call in. Joyce Hansen. She's a landlord on Lovelace on the Blue Sector in Chamford Way. Manages building 5746 on Eagle Road. Well, I live across from George and Myrna Liu in apartment 6B. Such lovely people. Unfortunately, you know, the walls are a bit thin. But fortunately for all of us, I happen to overhear quite the conversation. Extortion, criminality, baseless charges designed to waste your time. I have it all on tape for you. A second witness to confirm. Yes, that's very reasonable. One moment.
Okay, tell me you have a plan.
I have a rough draft.
The ship's got a few clean numbers loaded on for emergencies. When the comm rings, answer it.
As who?
Does your friend Amelia still live in the building?
Violet, you can't seriously.
Does she?
She's the one who tipped me off, but Violet...
We'll sort it out later.
Hello, yes, back with that number. The downstairs neighbor happened to overhear part of it, too. She can corroborate everything I say. Amelia, don't know her last name. Lovely person. I'll transfer you right away.
Incoming call for unknown number.
Violet, you asshat.
What?
You don't remember? You didn't wonder if there was a reason I didn't just call as her? It's gonna say right on her file.
What?
She's from New Zealand.
Incoming.
Computer, accept call.
Unknown.
Kia ora, this is Amelia Taylor. Yeah, nah, I just heard the tail end. But I reckon that was plenty, eh? She said, you better pay the extra fee. My cousin puts away heaps of dissenters. All I have to do is point the finger. Really terrible stuff, eh? I thought she was a bit sus. Ah, no worries, mate. You have a great day, too.
Connection ended.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. My accent is a work in progress.
I thought it was good.
Really?
No worries, mate.
I'm gonna have to warn Amelia in case the regime wants to check back with her. She's gonna be pissed.
What if they want to check back with Mrs. Schmidt?
She tries to turn a new person every week. She'll probably figure she volunteered Joyce and forgot about it.
Hey, what's going on, Violet? What are you doing in here?
Is shit going down?
Language.
Ha!
We had a situation, but it's resolved.
Hi, Violet. I'm Oakley.
Hi, Violet's friend. I'm RJ.
Oh, hi. I'm Juniper, her sister. I'm going with you.
No, you're not. Juniper, listen to me. You're staying right here on Mirzakhani where it's relatively safe.
Or what? You'll tell Mom and Dad?
You go ahead in, Ishgreb. We'll just be one more sec.
Grace?
Yeah. Grace.
Don't tarry.
Well, shit.
The Quasic. Legal, real marriage, Kerman Jeter.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. I'm, like, shaking.
Come here.
All we have to do first is catch Vashran. You noticed the conditional, right?
What?
You aren't a little worried this could be leverage to make sure you take out someone Ishgreb doesn't like?
Well, yeah, that's obvious. This is Ishgreb we're talking about. Who cares? We need to get to the bottom of the arms deal anyway. There's lives at stake until we figure this out.
If it's even Vashran.
It's Vashran, I know it is. And speaking of things I know for sure... Brian Larkin Jeter... Will you marry me? Like, soon?
Dude, of course. Yes, of course. Krish.
Congrats. Now, let's go back inside, eat some eel jelly.
Jellied eel. It's different.
and plot how to break into one of the most secure ships in Dwarnian space.
Juniper, I'm not joking around here. You're not going with us.
Hey, bad news.
Captain, oh my god, I'm so sorry. Max, the clinic, I completely forgot.
Unfortunately, we're in no hurry.
What's wrong?
We've got that contact on Fortinbras, waiting to pick you folks up and take you the rest of the way.
The Zephyr, right?
Exactly right, Oakley. The regime's been scouring Fortinbras, making the Zephyr crew jumpy. They don't want to intercept a bunch of young revolutionaries there, especially not from any part of the Iris crew.
You're saying we need a new hub to make the handoff?
No, we need a new hub. You need to stay.
Oh my god, Violet. Seriously.
I've got a place where we can land.
McCabe?
You?
I know a privately owned little planet where they might not even have news of the Iris yet.
How far from Fortinbras?
Not far. Have you heard of Matino? I've got a good sense of the geography there. I think I could find us a discreet place to land.
Well, dang, why didn't you mention this earlier?
It's not ideal.
Why not?
Because it's home. I'm from there.
The Strange Case of Starship Iris, Episode 6, Fish Out of Water, starring
Chant Wu as Mei Li,
Leslie Gideon as Isidore Jones,
Finn Truant as Oakley Cannon Brown,
Ray Tay as Juniper,
Nate Dufort as Max Gavins,
Aaron Catano-Sayez as Julio,
Ella Womersley as ELLA,
Jackie Andrews as RJ McCabe,
Sean Rohani as Ijgreb,
Rukmini Desai as Sanathrapathi,
Brittany Lefevre as Krej,
Jamie Price as Brian Jeter,
Ishani Kanatkar as Arkady Patel,
and Cindy Chu as Violet Mew.
Written by Jessica Best.
Directed by Rachel Kellum.
Sound design, mixing, and editing by Hannah Cross and Aaron Bauman.
Opening credits music is Fear for the Storm, written by Jessica Best and S.E. Winters, and performed by Kyron Starr with Aaron Bauman on vocals. Ending credits music is Rocket Science by David Devereaux of Tin Can Audio.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.